Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
There's something that wasn't on our list that I can't believe we didn't put on our list of topics that we should get to today. Is the video of Richard Sherman.
I didn't see it yet.
Buddy, it's if you're people in the house, dude, you'd be like, that's scary. That's really scary, dude. He's a fucking big, scary guy. And, like, the way he comes at it, when he goes, it's not so much the shit-talking out the door. Like, that's, like, that seems like domestic shit that nobody should be a like, problem with. You know what I mean? But when he starts taking, I mean, lowered shoulder, like, blasts at that door, it is scary, man.
Oy vey.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Now, come through is a weird way to put it. Is that saying, like, is that a guy trying to say come fight? But he's talking to a girl. He's talking to a girl, but it couldn't be her parents. But I'll tell you what, you're done with the relationship for sure when you're calling her, when you're saying come here, bitch, in front of her folks.
If you,
her parents are never going to like you again.
If you open the door sheepishly right now.
Hi, Richie.
Yeah. Yes. Richard, hello.
Oh, Richard.
Did you?
I heard you out here squealing like a bitch. And then shut the door again and lock it. Once you know it could take the damage.
That's fucking great.
I thought the Girl Scouts were out here selling cookies. Just football taunt them. Oh, is this why the Chiefs won that Super Bowl? When you were out? When you got burnt by Tyreek Hill? Okay. Yeah, you're right, though. Thanksgiving after this is next year, even if they work it all through. This just out there saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck your, like, to her brother being like, I'll fuck your shit up. And the next year, you're like, how you doing, Tom?
Yeah.
She's like in the kitchen.
Mama Moss, these potatoes are good.
The spices. He goes, by the way.
He's like, she's like, she goes, yeah, did I come through?
Like, oh man, come on.
Come on, Mama Moss, don't be playing me like that.
Yeah, she goes, oh, someone left something in the front. Someone left something at the front door. The new front door.
Hey, the new front. Have you seen the new front door?
Yeah.
Try to hit that one, you mo.
This is my, you know, well, you know my other daughter, Byron, that you called a bitch.
Yes, you know my son, Thomas, who you threatened and said we're going to rip his fucking head off.
You're right. No mother-in-law lets go of this. No mother-in-law is okay with, yeah.
But, you know, the daughter's going to be fucking top of the game coming in with just like.
Oh, like it's a presidential campaign.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be back in there like, guys, there's a new Richard Sherman.
She goes, no, everything's been so different since anger management.
Yeah. Guys, he took a course. And now you got to be cool with him.
If he's drunk, this is a simply has to stop drinking thing.
Yeah, he was hammered.
If he's not obliterated, then like, it's a problem.
Yeah, I think
this guy needs mental help. When he said that anyway.
Yeah, when he got arrested, he was hammered.
Yeah. He said, what if you got hammered after this? He was like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to start drinking. Yeah. He goes, oh no, that right there? Stone sober.
He goes, I just woke up from a nap.
I wouldn't fight
fresh.
Drunk. Yes, I wouldn't fight drunk.
I don't have the aim.
Yeah.
You miss.
He goes, you think I was drunk? You got to get whale on that door like that? Say what? That's some bitch strong.
Why don't you ask the Cardinals week 4 of 2 seasons ago if that was. They caught a little of that.
Go, keep playing it.
If I open this door, are you going to be mad at me?
Real cute.
Did I ever say what the fight was about?
Monopoly. If you can believe that.
Come through.
Dude. All right. Dude. This is like when my cat, when the cat tries to get you in the bathroom, when you shut the door to take a shit, and you see its paws on her. It's like... Well, that day, Richard Sherman learned... That was a well-framed door.
Go back to the first.
Like the offenses he had battled in the NFC West throughout most of his careers, that door wasn't going anywhere. Fleet-footed.
Can you go back to the beginning of the video one more time? Because those first shots were actually...
Domestic abuse finds itself in funny places.
On that day, on a warm, sunny day. What, Lou?
What you can hear is what?
You can hear his father-in-law yelling at him through the door. You can hear him say, get away from the door, bitch. And that's where he's like, well, come through. Open the door then.
He says, he calls him a bitch?
Yeah, listen real close.
Oh, man.
In the very, very beginning.
Yo, I love it.
Talking shit through the door.
You know, it was funny. Every woman in that house was going like,
shut up.
She's like, stop it, Thomas. Stop it.
He goes, oh, he's being a bitch.
He goes, man, I'm from Oakland. I'm afraid of this motherfucker.
Oh, shut up. I grew up in Oakland in the 60s. This little kid's a bitch.
You're 67 years old. He goes,
stop it.
And what?
What are you going to do?
And what?
Took your brother out.
Feel that. He puts his arm out. Feel that.
Hard as a motherfucker.
That feels 67 to you?
Get out my way, woman.
Still got all my hair? I'm going to go fuck this motherfucker.
Or he's
Daddy,
laughing.
Please don't open that door.
Or he's doing this to him. He's going, yeah, why don't you open the door, bitch?
Yeah.
And stop, Dad.
I played a little semi-pro ball in 1978.
Played for the Denver Gold.
Think I give a shit?
Donald Trump, my boss, 1984, USFL.
Did two seasons of Arena League. You think I'm afraid of this motherfucker?
I told you since the day you started dating him, I would toast his ass.
I was whooping asses when mama was wiping your ass. I'm opening the door. Daddy, don't open that door. Motherfucker keeps telling me come through, bitch.
Yeah. My front patio.
I'm about to take that. I'm going to get my pistol.
Dude, let's play. I want to hear him through the door.
Come through. Come through, bitch.
Big
dude,
pop.
Dude, so if he'd have gotten his hands on that dad, if that's what came over
Jesus his,
dude,
Christ.
That dad was, Goose was cooked.
That would be like when someone gets trapped with a crocodile and you see it, they're like,
the only thing that would bring you out of that rage when Richard Sherman grabs him, if he sees that dad's got like a milky, like a Cosby milky eye.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that'll draw you back to he's an older man. I shouldn't do this. I'm sorry, Mr. Moss. I'm sorry, Pastor Moss. He's a pastor. My bad, Pastor Moss.
Man, Richard Sherman should have gone a different route. He should have gone creepy and just like popped up in the windows when they're all hidden inside.
With his eyes wide open.
He should have gone silent and then climbed on the roof.
Come Or yeah, go bullhorn through this chimney.
Oh man,
come through!
Like, oh my god, dude, that's if you are terrorizing a family and they're inside, you have to have fun with it.
Oh yeah,
you got to like, do the on the window.
He should have fucking pressed his asshole on all the windows, and then just knock on the window, and when they open up the shades, it's just a starfish and nutsack.
Butthole. Oh damn it!
He's well, come through, open the door then. Yeah, you see the fog.
Yeah,
it's funny when your players like in shit though. Are you more forgiving?
Absolutely.
To him for that? Isn't this so weird?
If he would have signed, literally, if he would have signed a contract with like the Colts 4 weeks ago, I would just be like, yeah, whatever.
This guy should be in prison.
I think
Michael Vick has atoned heavily for his sins, but still, if he goes back to jail for it, I'm like, whatever.
Well, I think what it becomes is like you start, the older you, there's some thermal farts, just toots. The older you get, I think you start, I remember when I was a kid and a player would do a bad thing. I'd be like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But they're an NFL player. They're like.
They're heroes.
They're heroes. But I think the older you get, you just realize these guys are. Now they're kids with an enormous amount of pressure. I mean, I think Richard Sherman's.
Enormous amount of money also.
Richard Sherman's my age. You're younger. So I can understand being drunk in a fight with a girlfriend. And her family's on the other side of the door talking shit. And the one thing you can do is that pop he gets when he starts rocking that door, he's like, they're like, wow! It's like, you would think the fucking NSYNC was going on stage. They're like, ah! And he was like, you know, that was his only get back at it. It was, you know, terrifying them.
Isn't it amazing? You think when you have pussy at your fingertips at all times, which I'm sure Richard Sherman does.
Then it becomes a question of they're like
to be that wound up. But it was his wife, though.
That,
right?
Yeah, that's what
his
I mean.
Wife, yeah.
I'm sure NFL players, like, there are guys that love the groupies, but some of these dudes just have families and get in fights with them.
Well, this fight might. Who knows what this fight's even
yeah.
for? Groupies, probably. If I had to guess. No, I don't know. I have no idea what it's about. But I'm just saying my point is just to find that level of anger you could still get. Like, when you're on the rational side of anger,
yeah,
how ridiculous anger feels and sounds when you, like, think of the things you said.
Yeah.
Even you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck did I say? That's what I'm saying.
Constantly. I don't think I've ever came out of an anger and been like, that was so cool.
I mean, you know, there's not a chance that next season, if he plays, if he gets to play.
Yeah.
That there's not going to be signs in every stadium that says come through. Come through, bitch.
I hope the Niners re-sign him, and I hope they go full on. They put it out there. It's come through.
But you're right. I mean, how much?
Levi Stadium, come through.
How easy was it when they were like, hey, what's the fucking butter lady? Paula Deen.
Yeah.
Like, Paula Deen said this race stuff. He goes, probably.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, everybody else they catch, and then it was like Riley Cooper, and they have a video of him saying all this shit, the thing, and I'm like, he was at a country music concert, he was just talking shit around a bunch of hillbilly people, and he's not racist.
Yeah.
and then he goes away, and he goes away from the team, like, you watch the video again, the video of Riley Cooper, and you're like, I don't know, that was like,
yeah.
That was weird. He knew he was being filmed. Like, he was.
He points at the camera at one point.
He goes, turn that on real quick.
Yeah.
Get this.
Get in this. I'm about to stick this.
I'm about to nail this.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what professional sports do, is they make you love something irrationally.
Any villain.
Where apart from it, you would normally be critical of it.
Well, if someone's a villain but they're on your team, you're like, come on. People can keep the proof will be in the pudding if we get some kind of a player. I tell you, when people are talking about Ben Simmons going somewhere else and the people you can get.
Yeah.
Well, they're fighting now for Damian Lillard, apparently. But
I wouldn't mind that, seeing him get out of the way of the Nuggets.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it necessarily, but I'm not. You can't make me love this dude and take his rap seriously.
Well, he was in Space Jam 2.
Of course he was.
Oh, man. What a shit show.
Yeah.
Space Jam 2 is impressively bad. And
before we jump to it, I want to get into that in a full conversation.
Yeah.
Say about Damian Lillard. But, like, yeah, it's taking the rap thing seriously. When Michael Vick was on the team, those things that you have to, like.
Yeah, you put up with.
Look over for a fucking thing. It's pretty crazy.
It's like when one of your friends does something douchey and you're just like, I know you're better than that. Or I'd like to believe that.
Yeah, for sure. Like Riley Cooper, though, when you said you watched that video, like, yeah. Jesus, dude. That was bad.
There was a story about a 49ers fullback.
Uh-huh.
I think like 2012, got hammered and terrorized this old man in a hotel.
Yeah.
And you try to be like, nah, man, he was drunk. And then you read the story and you're like, this was a nightmare for a man. A full-on, I think all pro at the time, fullback, busts in your door in your hotel room and just is violent. And you're like, it's like having a tiger wake you up. You're just like, oh my god.
As a fan, you're just like, you know the risk of staying in a hotel.
Well, what was he doing staying in the area? That's a 5-mile radius to Levi's.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, look it up. His name was Bruce. Oh shit, dude, I can't remember.
But Damian Lillard wasn't even a good example because it's like taking seriously something silly.
That's like kind of.
I'm saying more like, again, it's not even. I'm so curious about the psychology of it. Like Russell Westbrook is the example I was going to use. I don't know if Russell Westbrook's done anything bad in his personal life at all. It's just when I see him play, I never like him. He's so unlikable looking, his face, the way he complains after every single play,
and
bitches and moans constantly. But like, if he came to the Sixers, even though I'm like, I don't want him for almost those reasons, but then they're like, well, you have no fucking choice. He's here.
Yeah.
And then he's here. All those things immediately go, get mad, dude. Yeah, fuck that call. These refs are bullshit. You just go.
Yeah.
What is that lack of loyalty to your own thoughts? It's so weird.
It's also like, it's just how sports make you change your standards for people. You're just like, oh, that guy wears my favorite color now?
But that's the
problem.
Fuck
them up.
That's what leaks into their psyche that fucks them all up, because they live in a city where they can't do wrong unless it's on the field. If they're playing great, they don't care. I mean, Allen Iverson's thing was, and I don't know what the actual story is, but whatever it is, his wife was outdoors butt naked.
Sweet.
Locked out of the house and, like, you know, whatever. And she had to go figure that out. And it's just like, everyone's like, she's probably being a bitch, dude, because she probably caught him getting his dick sucked or something. Fuck her.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're like, yeah, that's a heinous thing to
I wonder how it feels.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And, of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I wonder how it feels to be an athlete that's like on fire in a city and you're just fucking killing it, and then you fall off. and to watch that city change from being like, right this way, champ, like that kind of, you know, and then to being like,
yeah,
I don't know.
When Iverson had the gun in the car, I mean, how fast it was, like, yeah, it was under the seat. Like, everyone. And so, like, yeah, it was under the seat. It was under the fucking seat.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say it was a better example of that. My hero growing up was Dal Strawberry.
Lenny Dykstra fucked your mom?
Nails? Nails got in that ass?
Dal Strawberry and Dwight Gooden were my two heroes. Both got caught with coke, beating their wives, crack, and hookers.
Yeah, dude.
In fact, I just saw Dwight Gooden 2 summers ago. We paid him to come to my cousin's house, and the next day he got caught with crack in his car. So we financed his crack addiction.
He probably got it from one of your family members.
You guys aren't gonna believe this. Dwight Gooden just copped off me.
Yeah, he paid me. I paid him in crack.
He gave me a rookie card.
It was the next day he got caught.
The next day he was in the newspapers. Jeez.
Now back up a little bit on the story. I hate to do this, but you paid Doc Gooden to come to your house?
My cousin did, yes, because he was having a barbecue and he thought he would be a big shot. Actually, he first tried to pay Lenny Dykstra, who didn't show up, so then he got a hold of Dwight Gooden, who came with some shady-looking lady. She looked like she might have been a whore, too.
How do you get a hold of Dwight Gooden?
Can I ask you also two things? Great question. How do you get a hold of Dwight Gooden? And number two, what time of day was this at? This is just like a 2 p.m.?
After Nails bailed, he made an emergency get a hold of Doc Gooden. You've accepted all of this, by the way. Lou, you don't owe any more to the story than this because you just accepted all of that as is.
He goes, who else you go? He goes, shorthand who I got? I got Rob Nen. I got Dante Bichette. I don't know who else I can get you.
Mookie Wilson.
Don Baylor. How do you feel about...
I mean... Jesus Christ, Lou. Have you never asked how the fuck did you just get a hold of Doc? How long ago was this?
This was right before the pandemic.
What? Oh, Dwight Gooden got caught with crack recently again?
Yeah, yeah.
Still got it, baby.
Still got it. But you still have to see.
He was showing the kids how to throw a curveball. He was so sweet and nice. He signed, got to be maybe 200 baseballs he was signing.
Super fast.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Yes, four.
Hit me with it.
Boom, I'm like a human stamp.
Damn, and then he got caught the next day.
So fucking funny.
Oh my God.
Do you think someone at that party gave him a speech of like, I say do it, man. If it makes you feel good, do it.
I mean,
he was like,
man, I've really been itching for crack more.
He goes, you know what, Doc?
Doc, you earned it, man.
Hey, you're a fucking doctor.
you deserve party. If he hung out a little longer, he could have found crack or could have found some coke, I'm sure.
How much was he paid to come to your barbecue?
Yeah, because I've got a whole list of Hall of Fame athletes I'd like to be there at their first day back in studio.
I swear to God, I don't look at your cousin as a I don't look at him as a big shot for what he's done. I look at him as a fucking weird dildo for paying a man to come stand at your barbecue.
It was a great barbecue. It was fun. I'd say $1,000. It must be
It's fun, Lou. It's fun, Lou. $1,000 is so lame. What has he got? Is it electric off? Come on. But I mean, my point is, if your cousin or somebody goes, dude, I know Dwight Gooden.
Yeah.
Like, he's a buddy of mine, old buddy of mine. I met him through some guy. He's going to come to the barbecue. He's in town. He's going to come to the barbecue. That's an awesome barbecue. He shows up and you give him an envelope of $1,000 to pretend to be your friend. You might as well have paid strippers to come, dude. That'd have been more fun. And they would have been less drug addicted.
He goes, you're going to shit.
A shady underworld of gambling and you know a guy owes you. So that's kind of how it went.
That's weird. That's still weird, man.
Because you're going to shit. $500 I can have Pepper Johnson come to Pittsburgh. Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I know you're a big G-man. I know you're a big Giants fan.
He goes, you just got to give him, I know it sounds weird, 5 G's and a picture of your wife's tits.
Yeah.
A picture of what?
Over the sink.
A picture of your wife's tits.
Over the sink.
And when he gets
specified over
and when
the
he gets
sink.
There, he goes over to your wife and he holds the picture next to her tits. And if it matches up in his mind, he stays.
Yeah. Okay. But by the way, he's a fun hang.
He's taking the $5,000 either way, though. But if it's an actual picture of your wife's tits, if he confirms, he'll stay. And then he'll teach the kids how to throw field grounders and shit.
Yeah, dude, Dwight Gooden just hanging out for money. I would just want to walk up to him and be like, when do you want to go?
You should have went up to him with like a fiver in your fingers and be like, Doc, talk to you for a second. Come over here. He goes,
honestly, who is the hardest in-division rival for you, personally? Just ask him like in-depth baseball questions.
Doc, five spot. Hang on to that.
Hernandez, friend or foe?
Can I grab you for a couple minutes here?
Yeah.
I paid.
Yeah.
You tipped him.
Hey, lady, I'm going to need you to hit the back of the line. I got that easy pass. You hit him a 50.
Would you, do you have to pay him for like, is it like a stripper? Like you get the fee to get them there, but then,
do you get private?
Works off tips.
Can I have a catch with him for like 100?
No, that's free. That's free. And the weird thing, it was nobody's birthday. We weren't celebrating a goddamn thing. It's just, hey, there's Dwight Gooden over there.
Would he tap my head and tell me, good job, slugger?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yes.
That's awesome.
Could we have an in-depth conversation while both taking a knee?
Man, don't you wish you fucking like pulled him inside to do some coke with him?
No, man, because I don't want. I'm too old to do coke, and also I don't want to.
No, but with Doc Gooden, dude. If you're gonna do it with Doc Gooden. If I'm ever gonna drink absinthe, it's gonna be with Marilyn Manson while we're shocking a young girl who's tied up against her will. I don't know.
Chase is drinking the bottle and just holding the taser.
We're all stars now
in the dope show.
Would you like to hear some of my demo recordings?
I would.
Goes, okay, you keep her tender, and I'm going to go get my catalog.
And then he walks out of the room, and you're like, how cool is this? How cool is this?
I was making it my Johnny Depp voice. Same voice.
Works. It works. Guy. Just like Fell Dog works for Sheen.
Me and Marilyn's hanging out torturing a woman.
Yeah. Where
drinking absinthe.
I like you. I still like you geeking out though. Whenever he leaves, and you're like, I've like been a biggest fan of his.
I go to the girl. I go, is this willingly? I can't tell. I don't want to take the gag out of your mouth. I don't know if it's part of the
I don't
rules.
Know if I'm gonna be able to get it back in. I don't want you to yell. Listen, this.
Do you want me to contact your family or anything?
Yeah.
Hey,
Okay, so you.
I can't.
I, you know what? He's coming.
He's coming. He's like,
you know what? I found a fresh bottle of absinthe upstairs. He goes, I'm going to teach you how to put in weird contacts.
Oh, my God. I've been wondering.
Tell me all your secrets.
If Marilyn Manson gave me a contact, do I wear it every day?
Yes. Also, do you hire?
If I met Marilyn Manson, he goes, I'm going to give you one of my contacts.
You should hire Marilyn Manson to come stand at your 4th of July barbecue next year. After all the allegations, he's just standing in the corner being spooky.
Yeah. You guys want to go? Marilyn Manson's in the other room being spooky.
I go, I was over there talking to Justin and Lewis, and we're both asking, is that Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson's in that room constantly lighting and blowing out tall candles.
He goes, I was just talking to your friend Wayne. He's got a lot of theories that I like.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson. No, in a million years I wouldn't pay to have him come stand at a party.
What time did he leave, Lou? Like, how long of a shift did he pull?
I'd say an hour, exactly an hour. And
for a K?
Yeah, he was paid in an envelope as soon as he got there.
Did he eat?
No, but he was surprisingly very fat.
Well, that is surprising for a crack addict.
Yeah. Also, I don't know why we needed to know that.
But that's what it is. You guys depressed him so much. He accepted $1,000 to come stand with a bunch of dildos in Jersey at a barbecue for nothing.
Felt like I was around a bunch of cocktail wieners. Had to go smoke it out.
Yeah. He's just sitting there dancing for your pink faces. He felt like Al Jolson. Like,
do you know what it's like to hear 76 people get cancer from the sun? I got to get out of there, man. I got to smoke this away.
I can hear the back of their neck sizzling.
It was like bacon cooking. You try barbecuing around a bunch of Canadian ham ass motherfuckers walking around.
I saw three fresh freckles form today.
Three freckle births.
I saw three brand new freckles appear. You ever see a freckle come in? It's crazy.
Drive a man to crack.
Drive a man to smoking crack. The next day he was like, what am I doing, man? Crack was better than this.
Lose family.
We drove him back to crack addiction. You said he seemed sweet and totally sober there. Was he drinking beers or anything?
No, absolutely nothing. And the weird thing was there was only about under 20 people there.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, because then you really
all eyes on him.
Yeah. He's got to really carry that weird energy, which whatever room he comes in, everyone gets short breath.
Hey, champ. Hey, champ.
Hey, doc. Strike three. You're out. I don't know. I just wouldn't know how to act around him.
Did you call him Doc?
Lou, he Dwight, means so or much Mr. to
Gooden?
You.
Did you call him Mr. Gooden?
I think I called him Doc. Got a picture.
You use the two form.
Well, he's like Doc. He goes, it's Mr. Gooden. I go, I paid you to be here. You're Doc.
Hey, Doc Obvious.
Yeah. You're lucky I don't call you a shithead.
Yeah, you got a wad in your pocket that I will report to the IRS.
I swear to you, I would think, and I don't give a fuck about Doc Gooden, but I would think it would be insulting to offer him $1,000.
God.
Yeah. Last minute. Know. Oh, he wasn't even our first choice.
It's a fill-in. And you know what? That would be great, though, as he's taking the money.
They were like, Doc, you want to do a barbecue for $1,000? You go, yeah.
I think it's funnier if he leans in, and as he's taking the money, he goes, where nails fails, Doc gets paid. He takes $1,000 and just puts it in his pocket.
When nails fails. Yo. You're lucky you got a crackhead. You could have had Lenny Dykstra there trying to fucking finger your nieces.
Dude,
shit.
He would have been Richard Shermering all your tiny children in the house. He would have been fucking going through doors.
Dykstra's all sexed up.
Is he?
Yeah. He brought that girl and he got nailed. He brought a fucking girls with him to say, like young hot chicks to say how good he was at eating pussy and everything. And then the girl immediately went on another like podcast and said, like, she's a comedian from L.A., and she was just doing it for, like, exposure. Like, she's like, she never had sex. He's like, he met her at the comedy club and was like, would you come with me to New York and say this? And paid her.
Well, on Howard Stern, he's like 1950s sexist. Like, he's just the fucking worst. Everybody, look at that gash. You know, like, all that. All the shit that you really shouldn't
Lenny
say
Lenny Dykstra
is hilarious.
Yeah, is like, the funnest guy to hang out with one-on-one.
Of course.
And then in a group, you have to go, Lenny,
now,
Lenny.
Yeah. If you were having a dude's cigar night barbecue, that's where you invite nails, dude.
I mean, you have to pay $5,000 to get him to one of those. Poker night, $10,000.
But I'm telling you, get him to come out because that's where he's going to be fun. But he will make every woman in your family uncomfortable.
Oh, it's no, you got it's a boys' night. You got to have him down in the man cave.
You know, I was just telling your aunt here, Lou, that I eat really good pussy.
He goes, what are you going to do about it? Or he's downstairs, or at one point in the evening, everyone's downstairs in the basement. And you go, hey, anybody seen Lenny Dykstra? Yeah, he's upstairs. And you're like, oh shit! And you go upstairs. He's like, why don't you tell me you're keeping all this pussy up here?
Dude, the question.
I met your daughter and your mom.
The drop they have on Stern that he says that is the best always, because he was like talking to someone one time. He's like, yeah, she's a cute girl. He's like, how's the slot? He calls it the slot. It's so funny to call a pussy a slot. How's your slot?
Dude, that is.
How's the slot?
That's up there with gash.
How's the slot?
Slot?
Damn, that's a good word. Yeah, Dykstra's a genius of comedy, but he'd be a rough hang if you have any women around.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be a rough hang. He does not have social grace.
Wasn't he supposed to celebrity box the Bagel Boss guy?
And Bagel Boss didn't show up. I remember that's when he was like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, you think I'm a dumbass? You think I'm going to do it? Like, yeah, and then you got sued.
Yeah, now you're going to lose in court. By the way, someone tagged us on a photo of Instagram of Danielle Bregioli.
Yeah.
And she looks like a 45-year-old woman now.
Yeah, yeah. It's hitting her hard. But I'll tell you this.
She's like 18. She's just like,
her OnlyFans, it's already like, just for her age and her thing, man, it's just too racy already. Like, she took like fish to water to doing pictures where her nips are just barely covered by her fingers. Like,
I taught her that.
At 18, she just jumped right in.
I taught her that with my deep Vs that I wear.
But all that financial success, do you know what I mean? She's had, yeah, she's but you still can't. Like right away, like here, look
people
at my titty.
People think success changes trash people, but it doesn't. It just puts gas on the fire.
No, right, but she doesn't. There's nothing about her career right now that requires nudity. Do you know what I mean? She's just doing it. She just fell in line. I mean, she goes for it. Now, there's nothing like too racy yet, I don't think. But, you know, it'll get there. She's not going to de-escalate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's shit, man. If you're a parent of a young woman.
I'll tell you what she's showing.
Just having that out there, it's got to be a fucking worry.
Yeah, and the problem is also, like, her butt's not that great. This really showed.
Wow. You said it, girlfriend.
Her cans are massive, but her butt's not great. Now, you know what?
Her butt, that picture of her butt looks like that guy from Dr. Pimple Popper.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, it really does. There's a couple of pictures of her butt that actually looks pretty great. But I've seen some where it's really not much of a butt.
Just taking that picture of you turning around, taking a picture of your butt, and it's not medical, has to feel hilarious. Just being like, yeah. Here it is.
I couldn't imagine.
We should all have to take pictures of our own butts.
I couldn't imagine proofing a picture of my own ass. Oh, no fucking way. There's none. There's none that would be okay.
Like with your friends too, being like, oh yeah, that looks hot. Look at your ass, Jay.
My ass meat is so white that even just sitting right now, if I showed you my ass, it's probably all blotchy and looks like I've been smacked in the ass.
Mine looks like a tenderized pork chop that you left in the refrigerator for too long and then you picked up the bag and it just...
Yeah. I bet you got a pasty ass, DJ Lou.
Those ass cheeks.
Right.
Hey, Doc, look at my butt. Is it a nice butt, Doc? And he goes, 15 more minutes.
Christine's got a pasty ass. She gets a good, you can give her a good blotch with a smack.
Body glove? Crack. Give her a.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Give her a, what's that, hyper?
Yeah, hyper color. Pow. I'll never forget my friend Byron did that to our friend. He was just laying on the couch after we were like hanging out at the pool. He was just and he walked in and went, body glove, and fucking
pink bellied him.
Yeah, just got him. But like his hand print was like white on his stomach because the kid was kind of sunburnt.
Oh shit!
I just remember him pulling his hand back and me being like, damn! But it was just that fucking handprint on his stomach.
Black Lou, these are we'll move on because these are conversations you'll never understand.
Whoa! Don't make what it racial.
What does sunburn feel like again?
With your yeah, just Lou with his. Fucking his back skin and ass skin are the same exact color.
Yeah, it's how we make human jerky.
Same exact beautiful color. Straight down to his bunghole. It's all the same color.
It's all a milky.
Spying on me? How do you know? That's so accurate.
Frothy white.
Talk about Black Lou. Black Lou's ass, I'm saying, is perfectly the same, just symmetrically the same color the whole way down. Maybe his dick's a little bit darker than the rest, but the head's pink. So pink, Dan. The head's so pink. You've never seen a pink.
Pinkish. The pinkest.
This isn't a bit anymore.
Huh? Oh, it's a Jacob. I really thought that was just Jacob.
I'm telling you, the Zoom is taking the Jacob drop to the new level.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.